Today's topic is eating before davening in the morning. If you're allowed to eat, have a little breakfast before davening in the morning. So there's a Gemara, Maseches Brachos, and Daf Yud. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rav Lozer, and Yaakov. Pasuk says, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. So the Gemara darshins that that means, Lo Sochlu Kodem Shetespalalu Al Damchem, that one should not eat before davening for their blood, before davening for your health, before davening for your well-being, you shouldn't eat anything. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochanan, Amar Yosef, Rav Chanina, Mishum Rav Lozer, and Yaakov, Kol Ochel V'Shosav Achar Kach Mispalel. Then the Gemara says a different part, that if you eat and then you daven afterwards, Alofa Kosev Omer V'Osi Yishlachta Achrei Gavecha. That's the Pasuk in Malachim, that's what the Pasuk in Malachim was talking about, where it says, you've thrown me behind your back. And the Gemara says, Altri Gavecha El Geyecha. That it's a sense of gaiva, it's a sense of geos, it's showing a sense of arrogance if you're going to go and eat. Take care of yourself before you go and acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So there are two basic reasons in the Gemara. One based on Losoch L'Adam, that you can't eat before davening for your blood. And the other, that it's a sense of gaiva to eat before acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's really a third issue as well. The Mishnah Berurah and some Peites of Kotnachav Zayin points out that with all mitzvahs, we have a din that you're not supposed to start eating a half hour before the zman of the mitzvah, samach to the zman of the mitzvah. So really, a half hour before the earliest time to daven, you shouldn't be allowed to eat. But with that, it's probably, there's a lot more room to be makel in terms of snacks and things like that. It's more of a din of eating anything that's more of a su'uda type of eating. But that's also something to be careful about. Now, is this an issur d'oraisa, or is it an issur d'rabbanan? The Zohar in Parshas Vayakhel is very strict, compares it to Ma'onei and Menachesh, all sorts of horrible issurim d'oraisa. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Sharish Tes, seem to both assume that it is Asur Midaraicha, that L'soch L'Adam is literal, that over here L'soch L'Adam, the pshat and pasuk in terms of how we darshan it, is L'Halacha, is that you're not allowed to eat before you're mispalel, L'Adamchem. So that's how those Rishonim hold. However, Beis Yosef points out that the majority of Rishonim don't hold like that. Beis Yosef points out in Simon Peites that it's only in Asmachta. The pasuk isn't talking about anything about davening and eating before davening, and all these pasukim are only in Asmachta. The main afkamina, what the reason is, whether it's because of L'soch L'Adam or because of Gaiva. So there are several potential nafkaminas. First of all, whether it's Daraisa or Devei Kabbalah, right? If you hold that the pasuk is not an asmachti, you hold like the Rambam, so if you're dashing the pasuk L'soch L'Adam, it's a pasuk in Chumash. If you're pasuking Osi Yishlach Achrei Gavecha, that's a pasuk in Malachim. It's a pasuk in Devei Kabbalah. So it'll be one nafkamina, whether it's treated like a Daraisa or it's treated like a Devei Kabbalah. Another nafkamina might be what kinds of food you're allowed to eat. To drink a glass of water, is that gaiva? But it's not gaiva. It doesn't seem that it should be gaiva, but it might be a problem with L'soch L'Adam. Any achila or shtia might be a violation of L'soch L'Adam if you're eating something for medical reasons, that you want to eat something, even if it could wait till later, but you want to eat it now for medical reasons. You're supposed to have it in the morning. It could wait till after davening. Is it an achila of gaiva? Or is it, that's not gaiva, you're doing it because you need it medically. So it's not because you're such a balgaiva that you don't care about not greeting the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it wouldn't seem to be a violation of gaiva, but it would seem to be a violation of L'soch L'Adam. It's certainly an achila before you're mispalel al damchem, before you daven. One of the most major nafkaminas, Bir Alacha points out, in Dibra Maskel V'lo Lechol, Bir Alacha points out, what if you say Kriya Shema, and then you eat. Let's say you daven, like we spoke about before, on a Shabbos morning at a 9 o'clock minyan, and Zman Kriya Shema this past week was 9:09, so you know you have no chance in the minyan of, you don't daven in a matzah minyan on Shabbos, so you know you have no chance in the minyan of making Zman Kriya Shema at 9:09, so you're going to say Kriya Shema at home. Can you then have a little breakfast before you go to daven? So if it's an idea of L'soch L'Adam that you can't eat before you're mispalel al damchem, so that's an issue in tefillah. Right, so as long as you still haven't davened, it would still be aser. But if it's osi yishlach l'achrei gavecha, that it's gaiva to acknowledge yourself before you acknowledge the Ribbono Shel Olam, well, is there a greater acknowledgement of the Ribbono Shel Olam than Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? You acknowledge the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then it would seem that it would not be a problem. Something that itself is only an issur d'rabbanan. Yeah, that's a major discussion also. Right, that's what they all ask on the Rambam. Right, that's difficult.
Well, according to the Rambam, it's
not according to the Rambam, it's the Raisa. Right, according to the Rambam, it's the Raisa anyway. Yeah, but, it's, right. Right, I guess.
See everyone, right.
Yeah, so you'd have to say it that way. As a Psak Halacha, the Torah only mentions the reason of Gaiva, interestingly. Beis Yosef points out that it has to be the Rabbanan, because he says, look at the Gemara's drasha. How does the Gemara darshan the reason of Gaiva? It says, the Pasuk says, Osi Yishlach Ta'achrei Gavecha, Altrika Gavecha El Gayecha. Al Tikri? What do you mean Al Tikri? Just erase words? You can't do that. So the Torah says, so the Beis Yosef points out, obviously it's not a real drasha. It's obviously an asmachta. It's a word that sounds similar, so we say it's an asmachta, a good way to remember not to be a balgaiv in the morning and to acknowledge the Ribbono Shel Olam first. Mishum Brura says that even ti'ima is forbidden. Even tasting a little bit, you know, I'm giving my kids cereal in the morning and an alphabet falls on the table out of someone's bowl. So can I take that alphabet, even just a ti'ima? Mishum Brura says you shouldn't even have a ti'ima. So there are several exceptions to this iser. So let's go through them. Number one, water, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Tes Sif Gimel, or anything done for any medicinal reasons, Shulchan Aruch says, is totally mutter. We're makel with that. Post can speak about, let's say, a chazan wants to swallow a raw egg before taking the pulpit because he, you know, makes his voice stronger. So it doesn't seem that's achila. It seems that that's more of a medicinal thing. So in that case, l'chora would be mutter. The Beralacha quotes Achronim that even if you could, the medicine can wait till after davening. The Beralacha and the Ibra Maskel v'chein ochlin says you can wait till after davening to take the medicine. You don't have to. The point is that it's only an Isser of Gaiva, and it's not Gaiva to take medicine. So you don't have to wait till after davening, because this isn't the Shem Isser, it's just not part of the Isser. Nevertheless, Kafa Chaim quotes in Sifkat Namadalid that if you're machmir b'mayim tavol of bracha, that someone who's machmir, even not to drink water, it's a good chumrah to take. But lahalach, it's definitely mutter. What if a person is too weak, they're not going to be able to focus during davening? So the Beis Yosef quotes Tutzdadim over here. Beis Yosef says he could hear it either way, that if one is too weak to be able to focus during davening. The Yosef writes, on the one hand, it should be okay, because you're considered like a chola, since you can't concentrate. And that's what he paskins in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Pei Tes Sif Dalid, that would be okay. But he says, you know, on the other hand, what's your whole excuse that you're not going to be able to concentrate during davening? And when exactly do you concentrate during davening? Meaning, it used to be that there was such a thing called kavana, but nowadays no one has kavana anyway. We apply that la'alacha with the chasna and kriyashma. We assume that we never really have kavana with repeating things. We assume we never have with tefillah and davening. We assume we never have kavana. So we never rely on the idea that we have kavana. So you're going to be such a balgaiva, you're going to say, oh, I normally have kavana, but this is going to ruin my kavana. No, we generally assume no one has kavana. So he would say it's not okay. The Mishnah Brura, now it's a big enough community between those 2 days. Not only do they argue, but if you assume that you normally do have kavana, and the lack of kavana would allow you to eat, it wouldn't only allow you to eat. The inability to have kavana would be mechayev you to eat if you're required to eat. So the Mishnah Brura says, okay, you don't have to eat. For that, we'll rely on the other day, that you don't have to eat, but you're at least allowed to eat if it's really going to ruin your kavana. Now, the other option is, the Bir Alacha points out, so you don't have to, there are two options. There are three options. You could eat before davening, you could wait till davening, not eat, and not have kavana, or there's a third option. Daven right away. Who says you have to daven with a minyan? Daven right away b'yichidu. Which is more important, davening with a minyan or not eating before davening? So Bir Alacha says, I'm not convinced that davening with a minyan is more important. Davening with a minyan is a maila. It's a maila in your tefillah. We discussed that also, right? We discussed once about whether davening with a minyan, like Rav Shachter always says, is it the cake or the icing on the cake? So he said, the davening with a minyan is the icing on the cake. But this is the etzem. This is an isser. This is a real genuine isser. So that's the ha'ara that the Bir Alacha says. What about having tea or coffee before davening? So the Mishnah Brura says you can have tea or coffee, just no sugar or milk mixed in. All the later poskim say, yeah, but nowadays you can have sugar and milk mixed in because no one drinks coffee any other way besides for having sugar and milk mixed in. So all the later poskim are mekel. You can go through a list of the later poskim. Shlomo Zalman is in Halicha Shlomo, Parak Beis Os Beis. He says that the metzius has changed. It used to be that some of the Baruch HaShulchan says that you could put the sugar cube between your teeth and drink it that way. That's how the old European style was. Because that's not such a chashuv way of drinking it, but you can't mix the sugar into your milk. Shlomo Zalman says, says, now it's fakert. Now if you put the sugar in between your teeth, that shows a sign of chashivos. If you mix it in, that's less of a chashivos. So that's how all the poskim are makel, to use milk and sugar nowadays. It doesn't seem to be a problem. Now, you're not allowed to drink in groups, right? That you're not allowed to do, because that's a sign of chashivos. So Mishabru says it beferish. You shouldn't get together in the Starbucks with friends before davening, even though you're only having coffee. That you're not supposed to do. Rav Avadia says if you happen to be having a shir before davening, there's a coffee machine to keep the guys awake during the shir, that's not called drinking in a group. You're there for the shir, you just happen to be drinking. What about women and kids in terms of this iser? So Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halich Shlomo Parak Beis Os Gimel says that a woman is allowed to eat up until a half hour before Alos Shachar, but she's also usher once the Zman comes. She's not allowed to eat before davening either. Kids, the poskim are mostly makel with, although Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to think that at least that if it's possible, you should try to get them to say some sort of short tefillah, some sort of shema, something before breakfast. Certainly, young girls, to train them just to say a little tefillah, that might be their entire chiyuv, and that would be a proper training for them when they get older. Now, you could argue that a kid anyway is a din of a chola, and therefore none of this should apply. You know, the din is that an adult in that situation would be allowed to eat, so the kid in that situation would for sure be allowed to eat. Shabbos and Yontif also, there's the additional issue the Torah points out of Kiddush, that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. You're not even allowed to have a drink of water before Kiddush. But the way the poskim say is that on Shabbos, the chi of Kiddush only kicks in after davening. So you can't have a drink of water after davening, but you're allowed to have a drink of water before davening, because then you don't have to worry about the chi of Kiddush. But that's for men. But for women, the chi of Kiddush kicks in right away. They don't have to wait till after davening for the chi of Kiddush to kick in. So for women, they shouldn't even be able to have a drink of water on Shabbos morning until they make Kiddush. So women, the first thing they should have is Kiddush, and then drink. So that's the basic idea. The issue Rosh Hashanah also is an issue. It's better to drink something. A lot of shuls sometimes will have a Kiddush before Tkiyas Shofar, because they don't want people to be too hungry. It's going to be such a long davening. But you're not supposed to be eating when you have a mitzvah to do, like Tkiyas Shofar. So in Rosh Hashanah also is another example of where it's much, much better to just drink something in the morning, right, before you have a chi of Kiddush. Because once you have a chi of Kiddush, you have to have suda. You can't have a suda before the mitzvah, so it's a catch-22. So it's much, much better to have a drink of water or something in the morning before you even go to davening. Okay.